One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
By May of 1967, hippies with long hair, rainbows, flowers were on the streets of San Francisco and London.
The glorious flower displays of Henrietta Park were a perfect background for the love-in of 300 flower people, the new movement of youth. They were impatient of the restraints that older folk imposed, believing that young people of today should try to be as free as the flowers and as beautiful.
It was the summer of love. At its heart, one song. Not that one. This.
We skip the light fandango. Turns cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more.
Whiter shade of pale. Recorded late April, released May 12. 2 weeks later, a number one hit. And one of the most commercially successful songs ever. Incredibly, it was just Procol Harum's first record.
You can't really expect something like that.
The man who wrote the melody, Gary Brooker.
You could expect that he'd have a hit in the UK. It might even, if you were really lucky, it might spread to America. But you wouldn't expect it to be a hit in France and Venezuela and Outer Mongolia.
Yes.
And all of those people liked it. It's always been a bit of a mystery behind the success. That was pure passing of word to mouth and just hearing it and needing to buy that 45.
Gary wrote the music. Keith Reed did the mesmerising lyric, a songwriting team that initially worked by mail.
I did find Keith Reed's words at home a couple of months later or something, this envelope full of lyrics, and I opened them up and looked at them finally, and, oh, these are interesting. Weird or different, you know. It wasn't Boy Meets Girl, you know. Or it wasn't My Baby Left Me, and I found that I could write music, think up songs that weren't other people's songs at last.
Some of the biggest producers knocked back Whiter Shade of Pale, so Gary and Keith formed Procol Harum to record their own songs.
Lost the sheen, and in your
an assortment of Procol Harum tunes, their first run, 1967 through to 77. One of very few bands to create their own genre or have a big hit on their first go. So how did White a Shade of Pale come about and get so big? It begins at a party where Keith Reid overheard someone say, "You've turned a white a shade of pale." He wrote some lyrics and put them in the post to Gary Brooker.
Happiness is a cigar called Hamlet, the mild cigar from Benson and Hedges.
A 1967 TV commercial for Hamlet cigars with Bach's Air on a G-string. Gary Brooker saw the ad and he'd heard other acts drawing on the classics. Particularly them, the Swingle Singers, who were doing new and jazzy interpretations of Bach. One morning, Gary Brooker sat down with Keith Reid's wild, woozy lyric. In short time, he turned out this abiding melody. What are the chances of a band recording one of rock's enduring classics on their first try? A million to one? Probably longer odds than that. Procol Harum did it in 1967 with the right song at the right time. Gary Brooker died in February. He was 76. And if it was your fate to have your life's work overshadowed by the first song you ever wrote, well, pray that song was White a Shade of Pale.
I mean, it's not a pop vocal, I don't think, a White Shade of Pale. It's a bluesy. Perhaps it's very different. Perhaps it's not really what you'd expect. And I don't think the combination of the vocal and the backing and the whole effect of it is what you would expect. I'd never even heard something like that.
No.
So it sounded very, very different in 1967. To me, it still sounds different today. If I hear it on the radio, although I'm involved with it, and it's me singing it, I go, oh, that sounds different. It never sounds dated to me.
No.
If you hear it coming out the radio, it just goes, and it's just there. Some haunting thing that gets inside you.
We skip the light fandango. Turns cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick.
just go sleep. Turn